Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday. Get down Monday. Come on, we gotta make it feel like it's positive, right? Monday, singing with me Monday. It ain't working, is it? Crap. Yeah, it's Monday, March 16th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, Microsoft Windows Phone fans, you know that little thing on there called Mix Radio? Yeah, it's currently exclusive to you. Well, soon it ain't gonna be exclusive no more, at least according to Beta News. It's gonna make its way to the Android and iOS mobile platforms. According to an executive over there at Mix Radio who doesn't want to be identified, in other words, he doesn't want to be fired, said he's not going to confirm the development at the stage for the app, but noted that the company did release quietly an Android beta test version. For those of you not familiar with Mix Radio, it offers free streaming music, kind of in a radio-style way, and it's available in 31 countries, including the U.S., China, believe that, actually China, I'm floored too, and India. Mix Radio was also bought last year by Microsoft in a multi-billion dollar deal to acquire Nokia's devices and service divisions. You traveler, travel a lot, get on an airplane a lot. Kind of want to know if you get on that airplane, if please let there be Wi-Fi or some power outlets. I live my life online. Well, if you are one of those people, Google's going to tell you if you're going to have access to those things. The company has announced a new partnership with the flight rating service Route Happy that's going to bring you all those details and other things to Google flight search results. The site's going to clearly indicate that the flight that you're on is either going to have Wi-Fi, in-seat power outlets, and other things, or not, making it easier for you to compare and choose the right airline that's for you. And no, this little feature is not going to be just US only. No, this is going to be worldwide. You're never going to have to be away from your social friends again. Yay! Staying with social media news, I'm sure we've all kind of been hearing about this new video service, this social broadcasting video service called Meerkat. Kind of a neat little thing that's going on right now. I don't know if it's just the flavor of the month or what, but Twitter doesn't seem to be too happy with it. Remember, Twitter did launch their own video streaming service, and now because of that, it looks like it's cutting off competition's access to its infrastructure. According to BuzzFeed, the Twitter service began taking steps to break Meerkat's access to Twitter social graph just over the weekend. Yeah, that's also when it was becoming very popular, just over this last weekend too. Coincidence? I think not. A Twitter spokesman did come forward saying that the video outfit had been officially cut off and said that the imposed limits are consistent with our policy. Ben Rubin, however, that's the head honcho over there at Meerkat, said he's not too worried about being cut off through Twitter. In fact, it shows just how significant Meerkat has become in such a short time. Hey, once again, it's us users that kind of get screwed in the end with this. And as for Twitter's, with its consistent with its internet policy, I think you're meaning monopoly, right? Yeah, right? Are you a Grand Theft Auto fan? Personally, I'm not. I know, might surprise you. Just not my cup of tea. But I know a lot of people's, it is their cup of tea. In fact, they'll drink a lot of cups of it per day. And it looks to be that the BBC is counting on those people. Why? Well, the BBC is going to create a drama based on Grand Theft Auto. Yes, you heard me correctly. Now, apparently this has everything to do with the BBC taking part in an incentive to get kids in the United Kingdom into coding. And they're also giving away tiny microcomputers to do that with, too. So, as a part of that, they're working on a new television show that dramatizes the creation of Grand Theft Auto. In the BBC's Make It Digital announcement says that the new drama based on Grand Theft Auto was one of the most extraordinary, creative, and controversial success stories of our time, and it's in the works. According to more sources over at Engadget, the show will be a one-off 90-minute television drama, and there's no word yet if Rockstar's long history with the game will be part of that or not. I would assume it probably will be. We're all talking about these days about violence on TV, violence in video games, and exposure to the kids for it. Well, let's just combine the two, shall we? Let's make it a violent video game into a violent TV show. Yay! That'll make the kids happy. Sprint must really, really, really want your service. I mean, they must be begging so much that they're going to pay off your other service. No, I'm not kidding. Yes, this goes out to our U.S. listeners. Sprint is launching an offer that reimburses you whatever your cost is on your current contract. That's how badly they want you to hop on their Sprint service. And no, it doesn't matter if there's contract termination fees, device installment payments, none of that. They're going to take care of all of it for you. But I'm sure you're thinking, what is the catch? You have to turn in any existing phones. Yeah, I guess it's kind of big, depending on how you look at it. So say you're in an area where T-Mobile just sucks for you, but you hear Sprint's pretty good, it might be a good move for you. All I can say is be cautious in the end and make sure you read the really, really, I mean super tiny, get out of freaking magnifying glass print to make sure you're not going to get screwed in the end, literally. And finally, last year, here on the BTN News Show, we kind of told you about this new technology about having your heartbeat be somewhat of a password for you. Well, Halifax has now made that a reality. Trials of heartbeat identification are underway. Yes, Halifax is testing the new technology that identifies customers by their heartbeats and then allows them access to banking services. Halifax is saying this is better security than using your thumbprint because possibly a thumbprint could be copied, but this comes from inside. That makes me even more scared, doesn't it, you? The biometric technology is built into a wristband and could enable customers to log into accounts and even make payments. And yes, the future is already happening in Canada. In cooperation with the Royal Bank of Canada, MasterCard users are already testing this stuff out. Do I think it's cool? Yeah, it's cool. Do I think it's more efficient than a thumbprint? I don't know. I just still am a little, I don't know, frightened by when they say that this comes from inside of you. Making me think I've got worse problems than people trying to cut off my index finger now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Tomorrow is Tuesday, so that means we'll be back with another dose of the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic Monday. Try to have a good Monday. I know it's hard. I'm going to try, so you have to try too, okay? Okay, and thank you so much for listening.